From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place? We've got to stop this inhuman race.
Welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and about the folks who have the detailed information on saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses, so please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information you're about to hear, because this isn't couch potato radio, it's activist radio. I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in that dragon at the road blockade. If you have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil and paper handy and listen for the contact information in the latter part of the show. Let's start off with activist news, as we always do here. Philippine farmers ravaged genetically modified corn test site. Philippine farmers ravaged a test field for genetically modified corn in Mindanao, the Philippines, in the first of its attack of its kind in Asia, an official from the U.S. biotechnology giant Monsanto Company said last week. Charles Martin, corporate communications official from Monsanto, told Reuters some 300 farmers uprooted BT corn, which contains bacterium Bacillus thuringiensis proteins and is resistant to the corn borer pest, at least initially, that is. Farmers from the outside of the region of Pampacan were paid for the attack last week by non-governmental organizations of communist farmers and labor unions, which tried to prevent Monsanto from planting the BT corn, he said. Now, how did he know that? Or is it just more propaganda? Anyway, Monsanto currently has 7 test sites for genetically modified products in the Philippines and hope to begin commercial planting of BT corn in the country next year, Martin said via telephone from India. And we want to thank Reuters News Service for that story. Was it a story or was it propaganda? You never know.
McDonald's fire claimed by anti-globalization activists. This happened here in Tucson, Arizona. The AOF press office has received an unsigned statement from activists who are claiming responsibility for the $500,000 fire that destroyed a Tucson area McDonald's recently. The activists say that they burned down the McDonald's to serve as a warning to corporations worldwide. The document goes on to rail against globalization and its negative effects on humans, animals, and the earth. Across the world, McDonald's has been constantly targeted for acts of property destruction at every anti-globalization protest since and before the anti-World Trade Organization demonstrations here in Seattle. According to local media reports, the initials AOF and EOF were spray-painted on the walls of the burned-out building. Traditionally, this has been the calling card left behind for both the Animal Liberation Front and the Earth Liberation Front, who typically sign their initials at the scene of their actions. In this instance, because a communique was received unsigned, the AOF press office cannot confirm whether or not either group is taking credit for this fire. The message here is that ordinary people are taking action against some very destructive corporations. Damn straight. Communique comments by David Barbarash, AOF spokesperson, says, whether or not it was people acting on behalf of the animal or earth liberation fronts, the end result is the same. Nonviolent property destruction economic sabotage has once again been successfully employed. We've got a little more insert from the communique, and it follows as this. On Friday night, 9/7/2001, activists working in the interests of both the Animal Liberation Frontline and the Earth Liberation Frontline torched a Tucson, Arizona McDonald's, causing more than $500,000 in damage. The fire raged from 3 a.m. until roughly 5:30 a.m. and left the building completely unusable. This action is meant to serve as a warning to corporations worldwide. You will never be safe from the people you oppress. Globalization is nothing more than the government-sanctioned rape and murder of the Earth's resources, and we, the people of the United States and the world, will never stand for it. As long as this country continues to cater to the greed of corporations and ignore responsibilities concerning human rights, animal rights, and the environment, we will work in opposition. As long as the president supports free trade and pushes for fast-track trade authority, we will act in opposition. As long as corporations enslave workers in other countries, waste our national resources and torture animals, we will unite and stand in opposition. We are not a select few. We are the majority. The workers and the poor are strong, and we will no longer accept your inexcusable transgresses. We call upon you to pay it all back. In support of all those fighting for freedom on the front lines, we will never compromise. Thank you, the North American Animal Liberation Front Press Office.
All right, and here in Santa Cruz, California, Earth First activist Michael Victim Fine has been released from jail. In this story by Becky Johnson, Earth First activist Michael Victim Fine was released from Santa Cruz County Jail September 6th after a hearing in which Judge Barton lowered his bail to $5,000, enabling his supporters to raise the necessary amount to free him. Fine had spent the last 24 days in jail in the so-called protective custody unit of the county jail, housed with murderers, rapists, and child molesters, unable to receive letters, visitors, or able to make phone calls. Fine suffered near constant harassment. His crime was the nonviolent passive resistance he used when he bolted his arm through the floor of a Pontiac Sunbird in a metal sleeve, which had been buried in freshly poured concrete, and we'll get to that in just a second. Fine and the car were discovered in the middle of a logging road to the headwaters region of the San Lorenzo River, source of 90% of the northern county's water supply. The Sykes 2 timber harvest plan is proceeding at full speed by the notorious Roger Birch and his Redwood Empire Logging Company. The entrance Fine blocked provides the only access for log trucks loaded with old-growth Doug-fir trees as well as old-growth and second-growth redwoods. Prepared to stay up to 8 days, Fine stopped the logging operation for nearly 6 hours. These slopes are too steep to be logged, said Fine after his release from jail. If these slopes are logged, the water quality in the river is degraded, the hills are prone to slides, and the old-growth redwoods are lost. A woman with a camcorder and a platform 70 feet above the scene recorded the discovery of the car and the laborious, life-threatening efforts required to remove Fine. Footage of the Redwood Empire forester digging furiously to expose the lockbox and of local sheriffs and firefighters dousing the car and Fine with water and then sawing the steel pipe just inches away from his hand shows that Fine's safety clearly took a backseat to Redwood Empire's profits and reveals the corporate influence on local law enforcement. "I would have lasted a lot longer if the cement had had time to set," Fine said. Fine's next court date is October 22nd, when his trial on charges of felony vandalism will get underway. Two other Earth First activists in Santa Cruz were arrested on July 24th in the same location when they locked themselves to the gate on the locking road. They each received $100 fines for trespassing, and one of them was ordered to pay $600 restitution for the cost of dismantling the gate. If you want more information or want to contact Santa Cruz Earth First, call our voicemail. 831-425-3205. That number again is 831-425-3205. Or you can send email to cruzef@cruzio.com. That's cruzef@cruzio.com.
All right. You got to love that sleeping dragon action. Okay, here we go. We need some letters to get the cattle off the Grand Staircase in Utah. At the Escalante National Monument. the Bureau of Land Management closed several large grazing allotments on 50 Mile Mountain in the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument last year because of drought, then was forced to impound the cattle when the permittees refused to remove them. The permittees have since stolen the cattle back, and now the Bureau of Land Management has documented at least 50 trespassed cattle on the mountain, as well as trashed springs and severe overgrazing. Grab your pen and help please write the state director of the Bureau of Land Management asking her to impound all illegal cattle and to permanently close all grazing allotments on 50 Mile Mountain. Here's the address. Sally Wisely, the Utah State Director. That's Sally Wisely. She's the Utah State Director of the Bureau of Land Management. Her address is P.O. Box 45155, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84145. She also has email at sallywisely@ut.bom.gov. That's S-A-L-L-Y underscore W-I-S-E-L-Y at ut.blm.gov. So let's get our support out there.
All right. In other news from the Southwest, a call has gone out for defenders of Canyon Country. The Moab Action Network of Utah has been formed to stop seismic exploration near Canyonlands National Park, which is due to begin any day. We are planning a direct action campaign, and we are asking any fellow activists who can to come and join or support us. This project will destroy a beautiful and ecologically fragile area where oil and gas development has no place. We intend to stop it with our bodies if necessary. Come join us. Environmental activists in southern Utah are planning direct action within 1 week against an oil exploration project that threatens the spectacular country just north of Canyonlands National Park. The Moab Action Network has just gotten word there is a 70% likelihood that the project will commence on Monday, September 10th. This project will destroy a beautiful and ecologically fragile area where oil and gas development has no place, said Laurel Hagen, an organizer with the Moab Action Network. Under the Veritas project, huge thumper trucks will crush wide corridors through 36 square miles of pinyon juniper forest, delicate cytobiotic soil, and red rock canyons. The trucks will be flanked by ATVs and helicopters, all permitted to run 24 hours a day. The Moab Bureau of Land Management approved this project because they claimed they could find no significant environmental impact. Hey, I don't even believe that. The BLM recently issued an emergency closure of the same area to private ATVs and bicycles due to their environmental impact. Parts of the project are within two proposed wilderness areas and a Utah state park. The BLM is in the process of approving at least six more oil wells and another oil exploration project in the area. We have created the Moab Action Network to spread the alarm and organize protests against these projects, says activist Patrick Deal. The group has held community meetings to get public help and input and has also hosted an action camp over Labor Day weekend on the project site. Moab Action Network is also preparing a web of on-call activists who can arrive on site as soon as the trucks start rolling. We want to send a message to the Bush administration and his friends that the energy and mining industries, added Hagen, that southern Utah will no longer be a national sacrifice area for nuclear waste, open pit minings, tree chaining, and drilling rigs. The Moab Action Network will notify the media as soon as there is any action to report, and those who wish to be notified immediately to go help the Moab Action Network should contact them at Moab Action Now, that's MOABACTIONNOW at hotmail.com, Moab Action Now at hotmail.com, and in the email enclose a phone number where you can be reached. All right. Some folks out there helping stuff out in the forest. Okay, we read parts of this one last week, and we're going to read a little bit of it this week. This is Help Nigeria Earth First. Greetings, folks. I am Winters Negmenadbor, one of the many volunteers of Earth First Nigeria. This is a call for assistance for Nigeria Earth First. They're just getting started down there. In Africa, one of the first Earth First groups that Uncle Dennis has ever heard about in Africa. Just recently, they started championing the R3 Global Campaign. That's Refuse, Resist, and Reclaim. This campaign is to harness local and global solidarity to bring an end to all forms of oppression, marginalization, environmental degradation, human rights violations, and the anti-people welfare actions that dominate the Africa terrain. If you'd like to help, they need funding, donations, contacts, and resource materials such as publications, videotapes, postage stamps, I guess, all for Nigeria Earth First. Please donate to them. They look forward to receiving your donation and all forms of support. If you want information on how to donate to them, please contact environmentalrescue@yahoo.com. That's environmentalrescue@yahoo.com and indicate that you're trying to contact Nigeria Earth First with a donation, and I'm sure they'll help you out down there. Moving to Oakland, California, the trial of the Earth First bombing victims against the FBI, that's Daryl Cherney and Judy Berry, who were bombed in 1989 in Oakland, California, on their way to a Redwood summer rally in Santa Cruz, California. Their trial is just about to get started. I believe it's early October that they'll need to get all this stuff by. So if you can help out with any of the following items, they just rented an office, and so they need some stuff to get their office together. This is one of the great possibilities for suing the FBI for a heinous act of bombing nonviolent direct action protesters. Here's some stuff that they need. They need bookshelves big enough for 12-inch high binders. They need desks, a conference table, four-line telephone system, a fax machine, desks, chairs, futons, lamps, computers, IBMs and Macs, scanners, TV, a video player, stereo, cassette, and CD player, a Xerox machine, a coffee machine. How about a tea machine? And if I know Daryl, a rolling machine, whiteboard, four or five filing cabinets, a bicycle or two, storage cabinets, card tables, folding chairs, pens, staplers, scotch tape dispensers, loose leaf binders, they need lots of those, vacuum cleaners, garbage cans, a paper shredder, 8.5 by 11 paper for the Xerox machine, hopefully you can get them 100% recycled stuff, clocks, 10 by 12 manila envelopes, etc. And among their more unusual requests, they need a 1981 Subaru station wagon. It needs to have a pretty decent external and internal condition. It doesn't need to run, but it needs to be kind of okay body and insides. This will be used for comparison with the vehicle in which Judy and Daryl were riding when the bomb went off. They may need to take out a seat or two, but they'll put them back and they'll tow your car if it doesn't run. If you can help out with any or all of these items for the FBI civil suit, please call 707-923-4949. That's 707-923-4949. Or you could also email ensopro, E-N-S-O-P-R-O, at asis.com, A-S-I-S. That's ensopro@asis.com. And Daryl says, Viva Judy. And let's hope that that court case is won. The things that the FBI did to Daryl and Judy after that bombing were absolutely horrendous. Moving to Central California, the Channel Islands Marine Reserve needs your help. The California Activist Network is asking citizens to contact Governor Davis in California to urge him to support setting aside a marine reserve in the Channel Islands. They're located just south of Santa Barbara, off the coast of California. That decision is now before the California Fish and Game Commissioners, all of whom were appointed by Governor Davis. If you'd like an internet alert and sample letter, you can find them at www.nrdc.org/action. That's www.nrdc.org/action. And the Channel Islands are a wonderful place, and they truly deserve to be a marine reserve. Casey Neal, Earth First activist and musician, is on his fall tour. Coming up on September 22nd, he'll be at the Festival of the Maybon. Let's see, where is this? You know, it doesn't say. Oh, here it is. Lyons, Colorado. I thought that was a name. L-Y-O-N-S, Colorado. Lyons, Colorado. on September 22nd. Casey Neal Trio with the Waterboys, Solace, Lunasa, Susan McGowan, and the Chanting House, and John Connolly, the Planet Bluegrass folks, who present the Telluride Bluegrass Festival and Celtic events in Denver, are putting on this barn burner of a festival. If you'd like more information, that's www.bluegrass.com for more info. Again, September 22nd, Casey Neal at the Festival of the Maybon in Lyons, Colorado. And on September 24th, he'll be in Wichita, Kansas at the Artichoke at 8 p.m. The Artichoke is located at 811 North Broadway. And September 26th, Casey will be in Austin, Texas at the Cactus Cafe at 8 p.m. Don't have an address for the Cactus Cafe, but there's probably only one Cactus Cafe in Austin, Texas. You can find Casey Neal there September 26th. Also coming up is the Buckeye Gathering at Camp Clifton in Yellow Springs, Ohio. This is a gathering for folks who are into the conservation of the Midwest or the central United States, depending on how you view these things. The forests and coal fields of Ohio are literally where these new policies of conservation are meeting the ground. This gathering will explore the values of a conservation ethic and demonstrate how conservation can be implemented in Ohio. This is the 7th annual Buckeye Gathering. If you'd like more information, call 740-797-7200. That's 740-797-7200. The Buckeye Gathering, September 21st through the 23rd at Camp Clifton in Yellow Springs, Ohio. Also that same weekend, the Allegheny Fall Gathering, September 21st through the 24th in the Allegheny National Forest. The Allegheny Defense Project Fall Gathering will be held in an area slated to be clear-cut by the U.S. Forest Service as part of the 3,500-acre Duck Sheriff timber sale. The site is adjacent to the 1,000-acre Minister Creek roadless area and Fool's Creek, also near the popular Heart's Content old-growth area. The Fall Gathering is an opportunity to meet forest activists from throughout Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, and beyond. If you want more information, contact Allegheny Defense Project. Their number, 814-223-4996. That's 814-223-4996. Or you can send email to info@AlleghenyDefense.org. That's AlleghenyDefense.org. Or visit their webpage at www.AlleghenyDefense.org. Once again, their Fall Gathering, September 21st through the 24th in the Allegheny National Forest. That ought to be really pretty back there with all them fall, all that fall color. The Allegheny is a beautiful place. Coming up the following weekend is the Certified Forest Products International Conference and Showcase in Atlanta, Georgia. September 26th through the 28th, this conference will focus on the alliances between business and environmental interests in their fight to keep forest product certification from being taken over by phony certification schemes and the success of market campaigns. If you're interested, go to the web www.cfpconference2001.org. That's www.cfpconference2001.org. All right. Also coming up that weekend, September 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th, is the 16th annual Wild Rockies Rendezvous. And if you want to have a hot time in the Northern Rockies, that's the place to be. It's in Missoula, Montana. The Alliance for the Wild Rockies invites you to an annual rendezvous. This year's theme is Making Connections, Protecting the Core. And their whole schedule and information is at the web, www.wildrockiesalliance.org. That's www.wildrockiesalliance.org. The 16th Annual Wild Rockies Rendezvous, September 27th through the 29th in Missoula, Montana. And that information should be available for you. There are other things coming up. We've got a short poem over there, Jason.
Yeah, after all this mayhem going on the East Coast, after pacing wildly the morning that happened, not knowing what to do, I grabbed a pen and I put a little ink on this paper, and here we go. This is titled Fingers to Points. On 9/11/2001, Fingers to Points. My middle says to who? Crispy critter pilots? Clenched in rage, the wall takes it. My fist, fuck, I'm pissed. no one but four. More news pours forth. 10,000, 25,000, how many more thousand? But why? Are we in your front yard cleaning our techno guns? Did we Swiss your cuz? Cuz he shot first? Who's first? All God's love, all that matters. The news hounds smell family blood, different languages and necktied assholes. Fuck the towers, screw the Pentagon. Where have all those innocent gone? I want them back while taking no more. Freedom overcomes blight. No fight, no more.
I hate money. I hate the smell of cash. I hate money. We've all got our little stash. I hate money. It's the most addictive stuff. No matter how much you have, it's never enough. I hate money, money killed my brother. I hate money, it's killing my mother. I hate it, look what it's done to you and me. It's not just the root, it's the whole damn tree. I hate money, it's that carrot on a stick. I hate money as I turn another trick. I hate to think that they would take away mine. And that's all it takes to keep me in line. I hate money, money killed my brother. I hate money, it's killing my mother. I hate it, but what it's done to you and me. It's not just the root, it's the whole damn tree. So what if we treated it like the trash that it is? And refused to use it to pay for our goods and services? Then this thing money'd become a thing of the past. And nanny left around it could use to wipe your brow. I hate money, money killed my brother. I hate money, it's killing my mother. I hate it, look what it's done to you and me. It's not just the root, it's the whole damn tree. And I hate that analogy. I hate money, money killed my brother. I hate money, it's killing my mother. I hate it, look what it's done to you and me. You know I hate it, yeah, I hate money.
First Radio will be right back. Stay tuned.